Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, it's Johanna, your reader today. Today is Friday, the 22nd of March, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 12th day of Adar 2. It is the day in history when the temple was dedicated after Herod's renovations. This is, according to tradition, taking place year 11 BCE. And this week, our portion from the Torah is Vayikra, which means, and he called. Today, we will start by reading Leviticus 4:27 through 5:10. Before we begin our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and thank him for his precious word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. When anyone of the common people sins unwittingly by doing one of the Lord's mitzvot that are not to be done, then he is guilty. When his sin that he committed is made known to him, then he is to bring for his offering a goat, a female without blemish, for his sin that he committed. He is to lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and then slaughter it at the place of burnt offering. The Kohen is to take some of its blood with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering. He is to pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. He is to take away all its fat, just like the fat is taken away from off of the sacrifice of fellowship offerings. And the Kohen shall burn it on the altar for a soothing aroma to the Lord. So the Kohen is to make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven. Now, if he brings a lamb for his sacrifice, for a sin offering, he is to bring a female without blemish. He is to lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and slaughter it at the place where they slaughter the burnt offering. The Kohen shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering. Then all the rest of its blood he is to pour out at the base of the altar. He must remove all its fat, just as the fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of fellowship offerings. Then the Kohen is to burn them on the altar, on the Lord's offerings by fire. So the Kohen shall make atonement for him over the sin that he committed, and he will be forgiven. If a soul sins after hearing a charge of an oath, and he is a witness, whether he has seen or otherwise known, if he fails to report it, then he will bear his guilt. Or if a person touches any unclean thing, whether it is the carcass of an unclean animal, or the carcass of unclean livestock, or the carcass of unclean creeping things, though it is hidden from him, still he is unclean and he will be guilty. Or if he touches some human uncleanness, whatever his filth is by which he is unclean, though it is hidden from him, When he knows of it, then he will be guilty. Or if a person swears rashly with his lips to do evil or to do good, about anything that one might utter rashly by an oath, though it is hidden from him, when he realizes it, then he will be guilty of one of these. So it will be, when one becomes guilty of one of these things, he shall confess about what he has sinned. Then he is to bring his trespass offering to the Lord for his sin that he committed, a female from the flock, a lamb or a goat as a sin offering. So the Kohen is to make atonement for him over his sin. But if one cannot afford a lamb, then he shall bring as his trespass offering for the sin he committed, two turtle doves or two young pigeons to the Lord. One is for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. He is to bring them to the Kohen, who will present the one for the sin offering first, and twist its head from its neck, but not sever it completely. He is to sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, while the rest of the blood is to be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. He is to make the second a burnt offering, according to the regulation. So the Kohen is to make atonement for one over his sin that he committed, and he will be forgiven. That was Leviticus 4:27 through 5 and verse 10. Today's portion from the prophets is Isaiah chapter 9. The people walking in darkness will see a great light. Upon those dwelling in the land of the shadow of death, light will shine. You will multiply the nation. You will increase the joy. They will rejoice before you like the joy in the harvest, as they revel when they divide spoil. For you will break the burdensome yoke and the rod on his shoulder, the war club of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every stomping boot, quaking, and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, a son will be given to us, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, My Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and shalom, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it through justice and righteousness, from now until forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. The Lord sent a word to Yaakov, and it fell upon Israel. All the people will know what Ephraim and the inhabitants of Shomron say, in pride and in arrogance of heart. The bricks are fallen, but we will rebuild with cut stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Therefore the Lord raises up Rezin's adversaries against them and spurs on his enemies. The Arameans from the east and the Philistines from the west, they will devour Israel with open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away. Yet his hand is still outstretched. Yet the people will not turn back to the one who strikes them, nor will they seek the Lord of hosts. So the Lord will cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and bulrush in a single day. The elder and the man of rank, he is the head. The prophet who teaches falsehood, he is the tail. The leaders of this people lead them astray. Those they mislead are swallowed up. Therefore the Lord will have no joy in their young men, nor will he have compassion on their orphans and widows. For everyone is ungodly and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks foolishness. For all this, his anger is not turned away, yet his hand is still outstretched. For wickedness burns like a fire and consumes the briars and thorns. It kindles the thickets of the forest, so they roll up in a column of smoke. By the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the land burnt up. The people are as fuel for the fire. No one spares his brother. One grabs with the right hand, but is hungry, and eats with the left hand, but is not satisfied. Everyone will eat the flesh of his own arm. Menashe will devour Ephraim, and Ephraim Menashe. Both are against Yehuda. For all this, his anger is not turned away, yet his hand is outstretched. That was Isaiah chapter 9. And today our portion from the writings is Psalm 147. Hallelujah! How good it is to sing praises to our God! How pleasant and fitting is praise! The Lord builds up Yerushalayim. He gathers together the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives them all their names. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord upholds the humble. He brings the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He provides rain for the earth. He makes grass sprout on the hills. He gives food to the cattle and to the young ravens which cry. He delights not in the horse's strength, nor takes pleasure in a man's legs. The Lord delights in those who revere him, in those who trust in his loving kindness. Exalt the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He puts shalom within your borders. He satisfies you with the finest wheat. He sends earth his command. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can stand before his cold? He sends forth his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and waters flow. He declares his word to Yaakov, his decrees and his rulings to Israel. He has not done so with any other nation. They have not known his judgments. Hallelujah. That was Psalm 147. Our final portion for today is from the Apostles, and it is Acts chapter 14. Now in Iconium, the same thing happened. They entered as usual into the Jewish synagogue and spoke in such a way that a large number of Jewish and Greek people believed. But the Jewish people, who would not believe, stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So they stayed there a considerable time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was testifying to the message of his grace, granting signs and wonders to come about by their hands. But the population of the city split. Some were with the Jewish leaders, and some were with the emissaries. Now it happened that an attempt was made by both the Gentiles and Jewish people, along with their rulers, to abuse and stone them. But they found out about it and fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe and the surrounding countryside. There they proclaimed the good news. Now a man was sitting in Lystra without strength in his feet, lame from birth, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. When Paul looked intently at him and saw that he had faith to be healed, he said with a loud voice, "Stand right up on your feet." And the man leaped up and began to walk around. Now the crowd, seeing what Paul had done, lifted up their voices, saying in Lycaonian, "The gods have become like men and are come down to us." And they began calling Barnabas Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the main speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was before the front gate of the city, brought bulls and garlands. He wanted to offer a sacrifice with the people. But when the emissaries, Barnabas and Paul, heard about it, they tore their clothes and rushed out among the crowds, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We too are human, just like you. We proclaim the good news to you, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all the nations to go their own ways. Yet he did not leave himself without a witness. He did good by giving you rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling your hearts with joy and gladness." Even saying these things, they barely restrained the crowd from sacrificing to them. But Jewish people came from Antioch and Iconium, and after they won the crowd over and stoned Paul, they were dragging him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. But while the disciples surrounded him, he got up and went back into the city. On the next day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After proclaiming the good news to that city and making many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They were strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to persevere in faith, and saying, "It is through many persecutions that we must enter the kingdom of God." When they had handpicked elders for them in every community and prayed with fasting, they placed them in the care of the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. Then they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. After speaking the message in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been entrusted to the gracious care of God for the work now completed. When they arrived and gathered together Messiah's community, they began to report all that God had done in helping them, and that he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles, and they stayed quite a while with the disciples. That was Acts chapter 14, and it concludes our readings for this episode. However, if you are reading through the New Testament, the Apostles, twice in this year's reading cycle, you'll be reading Revelation 8 today also. Thank you for following along with us as we read through the scriptures this year. I hope it's an encouragement to you and a blessing to your life and to your day. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom to you from Israel. Until next time.